I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pit coach Jeff Capel joining us here on that fan hotline right now. Jeff, good morning to you. How's everything?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
We are great. We're great. 79-73 winners against Duke the other night. We'll talk about that before we push it forward to Wake Forest. It is now, you know, we see Champagne and what he does in the games. We see him go at the glass and we see him score. We talked last time to you about practice time. Why don't you take me in that practice gym and tell me what Champagne does at practice? Because I'm really intrigued about how he's getting better and continues to get better.
Yeah, well, you know, he does, you know, the stuff that we all do. I mean, we try to, you know, we're at a point now in our program where we have, you know, talent, and so we can have competitive practices. You know, for the first 2 years, you know, I would say practice at times wasn't very competitive because you had a group that it, you know, or some guys maybe that had separated themselves, and the other guys just, you know, weren't good enough to really push. And so I think that's the big thing. There's competition in practice. And so, you know, he does that. Now he, you know, we try to do individual skill work in every practice. You know, a lot of times it's pre-practice. You know, we'll have it somewhere in the practice, and then guys stay after practice, you know, to get some extra work in. You know, Justin is a guy that does that. And, you know, he's at the point now where he doesn't see that, especially the stuff afterwards, he doesn't see that as punishment. You know, a lot of times when you're young, you're used to, or I should say, you're not used to the level of working that you have to put in to be good at this level. And so sometimes you can go hard in practice, and then if a coach asks, hey, or says, hey, you know, let's get some work in afterwards, you can see that as punishment. Justin's at a point in his career right now where he's asking us to do extra stuff. And so I think that's a big part of his success.
You know, Jeff, I heard Justin was on, he was on with Andrew Filippone yesterday in the afternoon here on the Fan. And I remember Andrew, I said, well, what do you do in your spare time? And he said, well, he goes, I like to go to the gym, but I'm frustrated because I can't go to the gym as much as I used to. So I guess he still wants more work.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, that's one of the things that these guys, these young people, especially, you know, in our sport, and I would assume all of athletics are dealing with, you know, we sell them recruiting. One of the great things about the Pete is that you have 24-hour access. You can get in here anytime. You can get work in. You know, we have a lot of managers, and so, you know, if you want someone to rebound for you, you can call or text the manager and get in, and, you know, really anytime. That's something that all of them have had to adjust to, because with the COVID protocols, that's not the case anymore. I know Justin dealt with that a little bit when he was home over the summer, you know, back up in New York. You know, he couldn't get into a gym. You know, he actually started going over to Jersey. There was a gym there where he could get into, you know, to get some work in. But, you know, he's embraced the process. And a lot of times, you know, with young guys, it's that's, that's one of the biggest keys. Can you embrace the process of becoming the best you can be? Everyone wants to be successful, but not everyone really can fall in love with the process that it takes for that to happen.
There's beauty in the process, I believe it was said one time by J. Cole. Is that not right? Who's from your area, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No question.
Jeff Capel joining me here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, you look at this situation in what's going on, and I know you hate talking about yourself, especially as it pertains to Duke. You just don't like to do it. But Kay said a lot of great things about the program after the game the other night. Do you feel as if it's turned the corner or gone over that mountaintop where now you have a firm grasp of it and it's headed exactly where you want it to go and you're refining things? Or where is that process?
Yeah, I think we're taking steps. We're certainly not there yet. And, one of the big things is, can we handle success? This is a program where we haven't in a while, since, I guess, around 2016 that hasn't had much success. And when I say success, it's not just a game. It's not winning a game or a couple of games. It's where you can move on to the next play and you can put games, plural, more than two, together. And so we're not there yet. I mean, this Saturday is a big challenge for us because, it's interesting. When I was at Duke and I worked there, when we did get beat, one of the things that Coach always talked about is look at the record of teams after they beat Duke the very next game. A lot of times they lose. And I don't remember what it is anymore or when I was there. But a lot of times because, it's such a big deal to beat Duke and you're on such a high. And then afterwards, you tend to let up. And so it's a big challenge for us. Look, we were, I think, 15-9 last year. And people were saying good stuff about us. We had an opportunity where maybe we controlled our own destiny, and then we lost seven in a row. And so that's where we are right now. We have to take the next step where we can continue, to be hungry when people have said some good stuff about us and we've done some good things. We have to be a team that's always on edge. And those are the guys that we have. And it's a challenge because, our guys aren't guys that have dealt with success. When I was at Duke, we had Jason Tatum had dealt with that from the time he was in ninth grade, where people said good things and the expectations. And so he had learned at an early age how to deal with those. Marvin Bagley, Wendell Carter, those guys. Our guys haven't. I mean, Justin wasn't ranked in the top 200. Xavier wasn't ranked in the top 200. And so now people are saying good stuff about him. Same thing with Deese. Can we remain hungry when you've had a little bit of success?
Jeff, obviously you had Champagne and Tony who had the double doubles, but I thought one of the guys that kind of flies under the radar was really impressive to me, and the role that he played in the rebounds was Koulibaly. Is that the best game you think that he's had for you guys?
Yeah, he did some really, really good things, and we're different when he's not on the floor for us. I thought his effort, especially to start the second half, was really, really good. He got an and-one on an offensive rebound. He just played strong. He made a shot at the middle of the zone. But defensively, what he can do for us, his ball screen defense is good. I thought he did a good job of talking. Even some of the things that he does, like you said, that doesn't go noticed, he runs. And it may not lead for a basket or a field goal for him, but it leads to something for someone else. He ball screens and he rolls hard. And so he may not get it, but it creates something for someone else. And so I thought he played really well. It's interesting. He got two of his fouls came on, I thought, plays that, could have been charges. They were blocks. But the fact that he even tried to take a charge is a big deal for us because that's something we've been trying to work with him on to do that.
Jeff, I always like to ask you one off the beaten path, and I wonder this because we're right at the same age, right? And yep. I know that you have a tough time kind of taking in other sports, whatever, while your season's going on. Do you ever get up and have creaky knees and you're tired and it's whatever, and you look at the TV and Tom Brady's 1 year younger than us and he's still doing it, and you're like, what is happening?
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable to see what he does and still at the level, you know, that he does. And it's I have so much, I mean, I've always had a lot of respect for him, but even more now because, you know, you change also. Like, you go to a different place, and it's a different system. And, you know, you take some hits early, you know, and that's what the greats do. Like, you continue to get off the mat, you know, you fight, and, you know, you figure it out. And it seems like that's what they've done. And to look that, you know, he's a one game away from another opportunity at a Super Bowl is incredible.
It is, absolutely. Well, good luck. Good luck at Wake Forest on Saturday. We appreciate it. We always appreciate your time, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, great stuff. Jeff Capel. Really. You know what? They do that. That to me speaks a lot in what he said, Jim, to get started, in that now they're at a point competitive from a competitive standpoint where it's not, you know, three, four, five dudes and a bunch of scrubs. They can have a good practice, and that changes a whole lot of things you want to do when you have competition. I mean, you got Nike Sabande getting like 7-8 minutes, and he's a good player. And, you know, to think that that's what you can do and apply that to practice and have more good players at practice, that helps when it's game time.
Oh, there's no question. And this is a key part of the season. It was almost – now, he went a couple of weeks ahead of where I was going to ask him, and he brought it up before I could ask him. But they were – it was right about this time a year ago that they had beaten North Carolina and I think Boston College, but they won two games in a row, and mm-hmm. their record was much better than 15-9. And you're thinking, all right, here we go. You know, these guys, this is you know, they have a chance to be pretty good. And then the rest of the season was not good.
What would Larry Foote say that they did?
Well, they started smelling themselves.
Yes. And he's on that Tampa staff too, I think Larry Foote is, by the way.
Is he really?
Yeah,
well,
but they
well,
did.
So
they,
that's just an additional
reason. He started
reason
smelling himself. Oh.
Yeah. But they and so and they're some of these guys are a year old, well, not some of them. They're all a year older now. The guys that were here last year and Horton was here, but he was redshirting, so he didn't play. So we'll see if they learn from what happened last year. My guess is that they have, and we'll find out.
Absolutely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.